Meeting of June 11th, and I'd like to introduce the folks at the table for the record. Join me, I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting. Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Street is here, Councilman Hollins, Councilman Smiley, Councilmember Diller, Brian Holleiter, my legislative aide, is taking the notes of the meeting. We do not have the quorum necessary to approve minutes. We're going to move ahead, hopefully other council members will join us, we can make our quorum for approval of minutes. Under the presentations, we have none, nothing on the consent calendar. Other resolutions, Resolution 13-154, authorizing execution of 8 non-bid purchase order contracts for the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, pass-through grants for the Department of Community Services totaling $1,250,000. And I guess we have folks from Community Services would like to discuss this a little bit, fill in the details for us, please.
Alan Mattis, Department of Community Services. These actually, it's not fair to say non-bid because they've been scrutinized and passed by council already. This is just a process since the POs are coming through and they exceed $25,000 that they need approval. But they've been vetted and, like I said, approved by council these individual projects.
If you could, can you give us an idea of those projects, please, for the record?
Vince Garlick, Candles and Home.
Lifeline to Vince Garlick.
Vince and Garlick, good afternoon. We have 8 projects, and I, if I can go through each one of them, you like?
Just very briefly,
okay,
sure. For the record.
We have a project working with Delaware Valley Development Corporation in which we use the federal funds called the Home Funds to provide acquisition and rehab dollars for the acquisition of some units at Lancaster Court Apartments. There have been additional financing from their bank, so it's their bank and Newcastle County federal dollars assisting in the acquisition of those units that they're buying. The second project is we're working with Habitat for Humanity down in East Lake Street in Middletown. They have a lot that they currently own. They're going to be putting on 2 to 3 units of first-time homebuyer affordable housing down in Middletown off of East Lake Street. And this fits right into their existing revitalization plan that they have for East Lake Street. Third, we have Interfaith Housing. Working in Dunleavy community and been doing a good job in Dunleavy community. Working on a 15th house in Dunleavy. What they do is go, they acquire the units, rehab them, and sell them to first-time homebuyers. And they've been doing a great job over the last 4 or 5 years, and we've been improving the home funds to help them further the revitalization of that Dunleavy community. Then we have MBI is new to the our process, and what they're doing is they're working down in Newark off of East Chestnut Hill Road, working with the church down there. It's called Our Lady of Grace, and they want to do a project, a multi-family unit project, on some land that's owned by the church. So we also applied for funding. They're going to be going in for the tax credit funds to assist them with the acquisition and construction of that facility. Then we have new to us is Milford Housing Authority, who's coming up to do work in Overlook Colony. They're going to be providing rehab dollars for homeowners who are looking to improve their units and with interior and exterior funds with renovations. We also have Newark Housing Authority, who's currently working to put on their current facility. They're going to be constructing new units. 42 of the existing public housing, 14 of new mixed income housing, and we're going to be assisting them with the mixed income housing component of their project. And lastly, we have Our Youth Inc., who's also kind of new to the home project, and they're going to be working in the Simons Gardens community area, and they're going to be looking to acquire property, rehab properties, and also sell them to first-time home buyers as affordable housing.
Thank you very much. Great to see, county putting these important pass.
Point of information. President, if you want to approve the minutes, I got to run out for a second.
All right. Councilman Weiner is in the room. We now have a quorum.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, minutes stand as approved. Thank you. Councilman Weiner has now departed the room after the approval of minutes. going back to this HUD pass-through resolution, great to see all the great projects that our HUD dollars are funding through our great community services department. I'm sure it's greatly appreciated by the communities that are going to have those projects underway, and they're scattered all over New Castle County, which is really great to see that. Okay, Councilman Street.
I listed seven, I may have missed one, but of the seven, eight, how many people actually bid on each one?
What happens is typically every November, we put out an RFP to the public through the paper and through the library to say that we have these funds available. What we end up doing was allow them roughly about a month or so to get their applications back into New Castle County government, and particularly we get the application back in December. Whoever applies to us for the money, those are the applications that we evaluate. So our committee of seven people, once we receive those applications in December, we close down the process and say, this is the people that, you know, based on our transparent process, are the people that are be evaluated for the merits and credit whether or not we will fund their project. So it's kind of like whoever applies, and if you don't apply during our given period, then you can't be evaluated or considered for funds for that given that upcoming year. And these are funds that are going to be available for the following year, July 1.
How many applicants did you have?
We have a total of 10 applicants, of which we funded 8.
And the window for responding to the RFP in November was how long?
We typically ask you to have those, and I can get the correct date. But it's normally around December the 14th, 15th to get those applications back in. So it's a little less than a month, or roughly a month, Councilman Street, but I can get the correct date and time for you. But it's around a month.
So with, at $1.2 million, only 10 people were interested in applying?
That's who we got the application back for, yes.
Alan Madison. We understand that it's a bit of a daunting project, that this coming round, coming up, we'll be offering a seminar to any organization that wants to come in. We'll show them how to fill out the forms and help them with the request. So we're trying to expand the program to include even more organizations in the process.
Councilman Street.
Well, I don't know anything, but the response may very well be that I should be appreciative of the fact that a lot of these properties are in my district, and it's going to be an asset to my district, so forth and so on. But the legislation reads no bid, because they weren't bid. It's $1.2 million. It's monopoly money. And folks doing what they want to do. This is the epitome of us taking care of who we want to take care of. And so I'm not going to support $1.2 million, no bid, just like for whatever substantially less amounts of money for software and those things. At the last meeting, I didn't support. We can holler transparency on one side, but for those who want to holler transparency, I'm going to say we're taking care of who we want to take care of.
Just for the record, you did put this out through an RFP process,
right.
And how is that advertised?
Through the News Journal, as well as we put applications in the libraries for those interested in parties. And what we typically have is that those people that have projects, and it's based on typically if they have a given project that they're looking for funding, it normally comes in as gap funding. And we're actually the people that they come to fund these $2, $3, $4 million, $12 million, $10 million projects. So they're, you know, when they're looking for that last piece to help make their project work, they normally come to the county. And typically we have, it's not like we have applications that come to us. We don't really solicit their projects. We don't get into that. We just have them submit applications to us.
Excuse me. We really don't have, we don't dictate how the process is done. It's dictated to us by the federal government. They lay it out to us. This is what you have to do in order to get, you know, the funds. So we're simply following HUD's directives.
No, it was Alan Madison, general manager. Thank you for that comment. Councilman Smiley.
Can I just clarify for those in the room that may not be familiar with it, and perhaps by the time you answer, I may be one of them. When you say you put out an RFP, basically you're letting the groups know, we have these funds available. They're not bidding on these projects. Then when they put in the application for funding, they say, this is the project that we're going to put it towards. Am I correct in that?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, quite honestly, I think the way you led off is correct. I think the wording, when you say it's non-bid, is correct, because the organization, it's their project. So they aren't, I mean, it makes us believe, as we do, as Councilman Street said, you know, with the software and stuff that we put out, here's what we have, you need to bid on that. They're actually submitting, here's our project, here's the funding we're requesting. Okay.
Councilman Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would have to agree. The wording here, non-bid, is certainly not describing accurately what's going on here. It gives the impression that somehow we are being selective about who can get participate in this program. That's not the case. This is a competitive process. Everyone who applies here, some, I believe at one point you had to be a CHOTO to get some of these dollars, but it all goes toward affordable housing. And people who are involved with providing affordable housing are usually the people that participate here. And as you said, bridge money with money they're getting from Delaware State Housing Authority and other sources. But I just think that this non-bid purchase order, which you see quite often anymore, I don't know if this is a different style of speaking, but it's just not accurate to describe what's happening here. This is how we've done this process. Nothing's changed with how these dollars are awarded since we've been getting these dollars. The only thing that's changing here is the way it's being described, and I think that's not a correct description.
Councilman Street.
I'm saying kumbaya. The will of council be the will of council. Because we've been doing it this way for the past 20, 30 years, doesn't make it right, fair, or competitive. The fact of the matter is, you know, I'd like for them to go to the record and show me when the last time a contractor went to the library, pulled out an RFP, and responded from the library. And just as they put it in the paper, it's a whole lot of word of mouth, and I maintain that we're taking care of who we want to take care of. It's not fair, it's not competitive, it's not transparent. Will of council be the will of council. I'm simply saying I'm not going to support it.
Thank you. I'd like to recognize that Council President Bullock has joined us at the table. All right, any further comments on Resolution 13-154? All right, moving along to ordinances. Ordinance 13-043, amend the grants budget. Appropriate $81,026 in funds from the State of Delaware, Department of Labor, Delaware Workforce Investment Board to the 2013 State Youth Employment Program Grant. With Mr. Hollis, no. Councilmember Diller.
Yes.
Take it away.
Luckily, we have more money than we had last year, less than we hoped for, but these are the state funds for the Summer Youth Employment Program.
Okay. Very good. Very admirable program, providing summer employment for deserving youth and keeping them out of trouble and productively engaged. So, wish we had more money for that program. I know in the past council supplemented that. Maybe we'll be able to do that this year as well. Any comments, questions from the public? Moving along, ordinance 13-045. To discontinue the health insurance surcharge for all executive branch, non-union unclassified service, and non-union classified service employees effective July 1, 2013. Yes, this is the ordinance that will allow this surcharge to be lifted. Is anybody from administration here to present that? Ordinance 13-045, lifting the healthcare surcharge of 2.25%. Yes, Mr. Milwicki, and then or
Mr. Milwicki has got the floor. He's
okay. And Milwicki from the finance office.
Yes.
as you remember, 2 years ago, the healthcare surcharge was put into place on union contracts, and also council also enacted the healthcare surcharge on their employees. Council had an exact ending date in their legislation. The union contracts had an exact end date for that surcharge to end. The executive office, unclassified employees, and also the non-union employees that work throughout the county did not have an exact end date in that legislation that was proposed and passed at that time. So this legislation will end the surcharge ending June 30th for all executive employee, office employees, and also all non-union employees to match all the other employees in the county.
Approximately how many employees are impacted by this?
Probably around 100 employees.
100 employees.
Again, that's executive branch employees and also yes. all non-union employees that are not executive appointed employees.
And this will, bring everybody to parity, hopefully, July 1st.
It ends the surcharges for everybody. The health care surcharges come, it ends June 30th.
Okay. So. Any comments by members of council? Questions from public? Okay, glad to see the tables filled up. We've got some grants we want to approve. All right. Moving along, no item J, K, and L under other New Castle County grant requests. All right, and all right, Friends of the Newark Free Library, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I'm realizing I don't have my grant. The attachment isn't on here. Thank you. Yes, I'd like to make a motion that we grant the Friends of the Newark Free Library $465.47. That was their grant request, and they're asking for equipment for their new study room.
Second.
On the intended use is magnetic easel sign display for newly renovated meeting study room. Do I have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
All
not
those
voting.
Opposed? Councilman Sonny, not voting. All right. Next one. Imperial Dynasty Indoor Arts Program. Councilman Hollins.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll just read from the mission statement here of Imperial Dynasty. It says that our mission is to remove children from street corners and place them in a positive, structured environment where they learn discipline, perseverance, teamwork, goal setting, and motivation through music and dance education, competition, and community involvement to develop the self-awareness, self-esteem, self-respect, and self-confidence needed for their academic and personal success. I just happened to be at a place where I had an opportunity to watch this group perform, and it's precision drilling, it's music, as they said. I was just very impressed with them. But I talked to the director and learned that they do fundraisers, and the kids who can afford to, they do have a fee structure. And I wanted to just help this group out. As a matter of fact, they just recently won they're the champions for the Atlantic Coastal Championship, which is the best of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, and Virginia. They just won this, and they're from our area. So I make a motion to grant them $1,255. They're requesting $2,500, and that's how much I have left.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor of granting the Imperial Dynasty Arts Program $1,255?
Aye.
Signified
aye.
By saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Councilman Sonner not voting. Newark Arts Alliance Incorporated. Councilmember Diller.
Yes, this is for a grant of $500 to go to the Newark Arts Alliance. Their Art to Go outreach program actually goes into communities, particularly low-income communities, and provides an art experience for the kids in the community.
All right, do you have a motion?
I make a motion that we allocate $500 from my grant account.
Second.
What do you say?
She's amended.
So the agenda says 1,000, but you're granting 500.
500 at the moment.
The motion is for 500. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, Councilman Smiley, not voting. Grant is approved to Newark Arts Alliance Incorporated. Faithful Friends Animal Society. Councilman Retta isn't here. I was requested to floor manage this for him. Faithful Friends Animal Society, which I believe exists in Councilman Retta's district, if I'm correct. They have a grant request for microchipping and it's 2,000 requests. And they are a no-kill animal shelter, do a lot of great work in the county. And the grant amount is for $100. Do I have any? I want to also chip in with $100 on that. So the grant request will be for $200 between myself and Councilman Retta. And I'd like to make a motion we approve that grant to the Faithful Friends Animal Society.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Yes. Councilmember Diller.
Yes. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules. As many of you know, we had what was either a wind shear or a tornado, but certainly a weather disaster in the community of Robscott. I would like to take the remainder of my office and grant account and transfer that to the American Red Cross. There's no written request for that, but to assist this community.
Just procedurally, we yeah. suspend the rules.
Second the motion to suspend the rules.
Motion and second. All those in favor for to suspend the rules for the grant process?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Okay, the rules have been suspended. The floor is yours, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I'd like to take the remainder in my office and grant account and contribute it to the American Red Cross for the assistance of the folks from Robscott who've been affected by the by whatever this weather disaster ends up being called.
Second.
Thanks. Second. I'm talking about anybody want to contribute to this? I mean, we got a real problem there.
I'm broke.
I will.
Thank you.
How much do we have?
Council President.
We don't have any left, do we?
27.
Not this year.
1,000.
Thank you very 50. Much.
1,000, very generous.
Everything else.
500.
All right, I'd like to grant $500 out of my account.
Thank you, that's very generous.
To help the disaster relief in the community.
Okay, if we can slow down for a minute.
All right.
500.
Gets around what is our total?
Do we know Ms. Diller's?
There's still, Jim said it might be around 1,500, but he's.
So that's 2,000 plus whatever.
Whatever the balance is.
Yeah.
To go to the Red Cross for the disaster from the storm
Rob
in Newark.
Yeah.
Robscott Manor.
Yeah.
Okay, so moved. You moved. Would you like to motion that?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion that those funds go to the American Red Cross to assist with the Robscott.
Second.
Second.
I just wanted to mention.
Discussion. Go ahead.
Well, 2,500 is the max on a grant, so we may have to suspend the rules. Too. I mean, we're suspended. So
how much do we have?
Make a motion to suspend the rules for the $2,500 cap for the purposes of the Red Cross contribution.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, motion is suspend the rules on the cap. Has it been accomplished?
End the process. So we're good.
So we've done that. Now what do I need to do?
Motion for the grant itself.
Motion for the grant amount that exceeds the $2,500 rule. Motion on the table.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Not voting.
So now we need to vote to approve the grant.
We just did it.
All right, we approved the grant for, what is the total?
$3,500.
$3,500 to go to disaster relief to work for the victims of the Robscott Manor wind shear event.
It's a tornado, class zero.
Did they classify as a tornado?
Yes.
Yeah. I can tell you that, you know, among the families is actually one member of, well, Gesundheit. The person is actually a member of one of our Newcastle County committees and one of our Newcastle County boards. So, you know, you're really helping folks close to home. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay.
Councilman Street.
Mr. Chairman.
Councilman Street, yes, sorry.
While the rules are suspended, I'd like to make a motion to take the remaining $3,500 out of my grant account fund. And give that to the Newcastle County Summer Youth Employment Program.
Oh, very generous. Second that request. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 May I also donate all monies in my account in excess of $1,000, which will be coming up next time for a vote, to the program as well.
Are you making a motion to that effect?
I just want to amend.
Want to add to his?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion on the table.
Mine's about $400.
Okay. We've got a second. We approved it, correct?
No.
Everybody signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Grant request is approved.
Not voting.
Councilman Smiley not voting. All those not in favor say no. All right, very good. Ed Milowicki.
Just to follow up on that the donation, I would ask policy advisor Jim Boyle if he could send an email with a total dollar amount. We'll have to do an ordinance to add that onto the ordinance that's being passed on tonight, okay, if to appropriate that money.
So for the record, the substance, we approved additional monies for the Summer Youth Employment Program on a motion by Councilman Street and Councilman Weiner contributed as well. Thank you very much. All right. Anything else? We want to go back into regular business?
We didn't leave that. We just suspended rules.
Okay.
So for that. So.
All right.
Motion to resume the rules.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay, we're back in regular rules. Thank you for that. And let me see. I'm working my electronic device here today.
Yeah, I'm about ready to fill it through the window for you.
All right. And expense and revenue roundtable. Anything for the good of expense and revenue roundtable? I just want to recognize in a recent email sent out by our Department of Finance, we are running in excess of $3 million over transfer tax for the fiscal year 13. Maybe if you just comment on
that. Ed Milowicki from the Finance Office. At the end of May, we had collected around $17.9 million, which is 24% more than May of last year at the same time. So we're projecting probably $1.4 million to $1.5 million for the month of June, so which will put us around $19.2 million, $19.3 million for the year, compared to the original budget estimate of $16.3 million. That additional $3 million does go into an RTT reserve that can only be used for capital projects, debt service, or economic development per county code.
Okay.
So we're going to be about $3 million over what we originally projected. So that area is doing very well.
It's good to see that after many years of relative stagnation, well, first dramatic fall and then stagnation, that, you know, we are getting some additional real estate revenues from transfer tax beyond what we projected, and there is some life going on in the real estate economy in the county, so I just want to highlight that. Any other, Councilman Street, Councilman Smiley?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just want to be clear, and the good news is I won't reiterate this tonight, but I try to play hard, but also try to play fair, and I don't want the department to think that I don't appreciate the work that they do, the necessity of the project, and as a matter of fact, you know, some of the things that have been done for residents in my district under the emergency program, they continue to do an outstanding job. So I don't have a problem. I don't have a beef with the department. I just have a concern of being fair, being open with $1.2 million. And it may very well have been the case that the eight recipients would have been the eight recipients of another process. But I want to be clear that in spite of not supporting what's coming forward tonight, that I do appreciate and truly respect the work that you do. So thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, Councilman Spino.
Yeah. In the past, we all received the legislative roster as Dover, City of Wilmington, as a county. All right. And the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce would distribute them for free. This year, because of increased costs, their personal costs within their own committees, groups, whatever the hell you want to call them, the chamber. There's now a fee for these books, and it's $30 a piece for the first 20, and then $16.80 after that. Now, personally, you know, I signed up for the legislative email, so I get it emailed to me. It's all available online. That being said, they've asked if we're interested in purchasing them. So I bring it before count. This just came up. So that's why it's not on an agenda. It wasn't advertised 7 days ahead of time. But they're going to production.
So the question is council interested in purchasing these books? Any discussion? Any comment?
Anybody? Councilmember Diller.
I have to be honest, I just use the web at this point as opposed to using the book anymore.
Well, let me try to help us move along. I make a motion not to purchase the books.
Second discussion, Councilman Street.
Nothing new about it being 12 to 1 with me being 1. So.
We have a motion on the table not to purchase the books from the Chamber of Commerce. Any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of the motion not to purchase the books signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
I mean, for the record, for the record, they did charge others $25 in the past, but we got ours for free.
I just always thought they were a good resource.
So. Motion passes, and everybody, I guess, going to go to the web for that information.
Mm-hmm. For the record, next time I get to Legislative Hall, I'll look for the box.
Right.
Yes, under other...
I'm going to get one anyway.
Ed Milowicki, yes?
Yeah, Ed Milowicki from the Finance Office. Following up on the paperless... information. The approved operating and capital budget books with the amendments that the council put in are posted to the finance websites for viewing. So just to make you aware of that. So the approved budgets are on the websites now on finance.
Thank you. All right. Anything else under other? Okay. Any moving on? Public comment. Anything for the public, for the good of the order?
I got a motion to adjourn.
All right, second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The meeting is adjourned, and the next meeting is 3 o'clock. Public safety, 3 o'clock.